Ryan Tedder from One Republic
on Alice 105.9.
I can
won't shine. I bet my hands I can stay here. I bet you need more than you mind. And I think you're so mean. I think we should try. I think I can need this in my life. I think I'm just scared that I know too much. I can't relate, and that's a problem I'm feeling. If you're gone, maybe it's time to come home. There's an awful lot of breathing room, but I can hardly move. If you're gone, baby, you need to come home.
Single word can make a heart open. I might only This is my fight song. Take back my light song. Prove I'm alright song. My power's turned off. So right now I'll be strong. I'll put my fight song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me. No, I've still got a lot of
value
left in me.
BJ and Jamie on Alice 105.9.
All right, so the guy stops a bear attack, but how he does it is unbelievable. He's an idiot. I would have never done this.
He's not an idiot.
I know.
It saved his life. It was a grizzly.
But Jamie, I mean, think about it.
He's being attacked. He has no choice. He's going to die.
The guy remembers, what was it, his grandpa or somebody told
him? His grandfather told him. He was in Montana, and he was bow hunting, hunting with a bow, like this, crossbow. That's what I'm thinking of. He was crossbow, so there's no way to just instantly grab, that and have it loaded and ready to roll. And he was walking along a creek, and then all of a sudden this grizzly, I guess, just came after him. And he remembered his grandfather saying that grizzlies have a horrible gag reflex.
Right.
So he stuck his arm as his head, the back of his head was being torn off. He stuck his whole arm down his throat.
So the bear bites him. Now just picture this. Now, first of all, it says that he woke up the bear. Now, if you ever have woken up your wife early on, you know what this guy went through. If you've ever woken up your wife on like a Saturday morning early,
thank you.
Then you know exactly what this guy was facing, okay? Right. So this bear was asleep in the woods, mm-hmm. and this guy snuck up on it, didn't realize
it. He didn't sneak up on him, yeah.
Right. He didn't realize it, but the bear was startled. Bear attacks him, is biting his head, and the guy, out of the blue, remembers what his grandpa told him back in 1944.
Well, he said he could feel the warmth of the blood going down his body, and he knew he was dying. He knew he was going to die. And he said out of some weird place, he could see his grandfather, because he really felt like he was going to heaven at that moment or something. Right. He didn't know. And he was starting to go and lose consciousness. And he heard his grandfather say that old story around the campfire about how these bears, they have a gag reflex. And so he just stuck his whole arm down the bear's throat. And he lived.
Which,
and the bear let go.
If you think about it.
When do you get the chance to find an open mouth on him eating your head?
Well, if you put yourself into that situation, okay, let's say you didn't have a wise grandpa like this guy did, okay? if you put yourself into that situation, the last thing that you would think of doing is to shove a body part down the bear's throat. Right?
I don't know.
Right?
I don't know.
So how did this come back at this moment when this guy's being attacked? How did it come back to him that his grandfather, back in 1944, told him that, hey, you got to shove, they got bad gag reflexes. You got to shove something down the bear's throat. And the guy remembered it.
Yeah, the only time I remember, something weird happening like that, and I don't know even if this fits here, and it's probably going to be too long of a weird story to tell. Yeah. But now that I'm in it, I got to.
Well, you're not totally in it if you want to skip it.
Okay, so I was driving a boat. I was about, 19 or whatever. I was right. Driving a boat. And it was just me and my friends. Well, this dumbass holds on to the bridge that we're going under. And from the front of the boat, well, the back of the boat comes up and it hits his feet and he rolls off right behind the engine. Well, I know I've sliced him to death, right? I mean, I know I've killed him.
Yeah, the prop.
Right.
From the boat.
Right. Well, instead of I just shut off the engine because I remember my dad's like, if anybody's ever around the back of the boat, right. If anybody ever fell, just shut off the engine. Now, it'll still take a while for it to, but instead of backing up because he was, I'd already
right,
gone.
Right, to look for him or okay, where'd he go? Right. Throw it in reverse.
Right.
Run over
that's what a lot of people do is they panic and they're like, they either go forward, backwards, whatever. They don't know what to do. So I just shut off the engine because I remember my dad's like, but thank God I didn't clip him at all. Thank God. But I feel like it was because of my dad, because most kids at 17, I think I was about 17, would panic and do something stupid.
So you knew just from your dad, cut off the engine.
Shut it down. If you're ever panicked in a Sea-Doo or whatever, you know,
I don't think you realize what you would do in a situation like that until it happens.
Yeah, I agree.
And I don't know if those things that were said to you, you know, years ago by your parents or whomever, would actually come back to you. But I guess for some people it does, like this bear guy.
Right.
And for you, shutting off the boat or whatnot, I don't know if I would go into that mode. I don't know what I'd do.
Did anybody ever tell you old wise tell it, like, saved your life? What about when that dog was attacking your dog? Did anything come to you like, oh, I remember I should do this? No.
No.
Or remember that one time you were in...
No.
What about that other time when you...
No.
Sean, how about you?
I don't remember a certain point where it came to me like, okay, this is something I learned a long time ago from someone.
Yeah.
And this is what you do, and it's absolutely the right move.
How about this? Like when you make guacamole, you take the avocado pit and you put it in there.
Yeah.
How about that?
You put it in where?
In the guacamole.
Why?
Oh, not that one either.
Nobody told me. I haven't heard that one. It doesn't really save a life, though, I don't think.
No, it doesn't save. But it never came to you. Oh, Sean, yeah, I should put this in here.
Your daddy, he probably is full of advice, right? He's full of something, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, full of it.
Yeah.
All right, has he ever given you advice?
He has.
And?
Never try to sell anything for over $35, because that way people get back change on a 40.
Wait, what? Tell me again.
Never sell anything for more than $35, because then people will give you $40 and they like getting back change. Nobody wants to give up two 20s, but they'll give you two 20s if you're going to get some change back. So only sell things for $35.
I still don't get it.
I don't understand it either. But
you know,
he says you are so much
like Kanye West.
I'm trying to understand. I want to understand. I feel stupid for not getting it.
People feel better about spending money when they're getting change back. Don't you just feel better? You're like, ah, that's all right. It's only that. And you throw the money down because you're going to get change back.
Oh, okay.
So you're not spending all your money. You still have the money for a beer. Or,
right. Because, you know what? That's not a bad... Now that I get it,
yeah,
it does make sense. You don't still...
I don't use cash very often.
No, but I get what he's saying. That makes sense. For example, like I always tell people, always ask... No, not ask. Always tell room... not room service, you know, at a hotel, say, I want a late checkout. Don't ask them.
Exactly.
Because if you ask them, then it's easy to say no. But if you tell them, then it's harder to say no.
You don't give them an option.
Yeah. Because then they feel bad, like, we can't provide that for you, instead of asking.
I'm not sure any of this is going to save lives. Avocado pits, $40.
We're just thinking of what old timers say.
Like, late checkout at a hotel.
I bet you'll use it. I bet you'll use it, though. The next time you want a late checkout, I bet you'll tell them, not ask.
Mm.
I bet the next time you make guacamole, you put a pit in it.
Mm-hmm. Maybe. Once I find out what it's for.
And something about 220s. I bet you do that, too.
Yeah, I don't think I'll do that. I use my debit card. Sorry, Sean.
Well,
I think your dad's teaching is becoming outdated. I don't think people are using cash.
He sells a lot of stuff in the bar, so maybe it's only applicable.
Oh, it's
there.
A bar thing.
Yeah, maybe that's because where it works the best. People are working cash.
All right, to go back to what you were saying, BJ, just so we can play along with that one. Somebody said if you jam your thumbs into a dog's ear, it'll stop it from attacking you.
Oh, right.
I'm gonna think of that.
But then you got to grab its head.
Yeah. Oh, that reminds me of one. When you have two dogs stuck together for mating, you spray them with a water hose.
Oh.
I remember that one.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
I never even knew until this show that they get stuck.
They get stuck together.
I never heard of that.
And they run around their yard, stuck together. And they're screaming and crying and all kinds of stuff.
Why did God make them like that, to stick together?
Well, I'm not sure. But if you get a water hose and you start spraying them, they'll separate.
Well, I mean...
Good advice.
No, I swear.
That's the advice from this show this morning.
Can I tell you something?
Spray your dogs, this is a true story.
Not until I started this show, because you said something about that last year. I never knew that happened.
Yeah, dogs.
I swear,
yeah.
I never
when
knew.
When dogs get stuck together.
They sure do.
And they'll hop around the yard together.
It looks painful.
It looks painful. And they yelp.
Screaming.
Somebody said, remember the boy that was attacked by the shark? He said he watched on TV that you're supposed to poke it in the eye, and it saved his life. What?
A guy on Texnado.
No, a guy.
Oh, he read a story.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought he actually.
No, not a
shark.
No, it wasn't a guy. No. Never mind.
All right. Well, I hope this helps save some lives this morning with this show. Oh, boy.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. TLC Laser Eye Centers is now offering great prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology for less than what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-400-5901. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's $200 off per eye. We've already performed over 2 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve for less than what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-400-5901. 1-800-400-5901.
A one-year warranty sounds like a long time if you're buying a toaster. But an engagement ring is forever, and you should expect the jeweler to maintain your ring's quality and beauty for life and to do so without any fees. At Shane Company, our free lifetime warranty covers the entire ring, including the center diamond, for life, for free. Many jewelers refuse to put their warranty in writing or don't even have a warranty. Other jewelers make you pay a fee for their maintenance agreement that doesn't even include the center diamond. And the higher the ring's price, the higher the fees they charge you. I promise, you'll be glad you bought your engagement ring from Shane Company, where real peace of mind doesn't cost a penny.
Now you have a friend in the diamond business, Shane Company, 1/2 mile east of I-25 on Arapaho Road or in Westminster off Highway 36 at 104th. Open weekdays till 8, Saturday and Sunday till 5, online at ShaneCo.com.
Daddy used to work on the
believe it or not, this guy's a rock star. He's an account executive at Entercom Denver. He rocks marketing ideas that drive success for local and national businesses. And he proves every day you don't need musical talent to have a rockin' job with unlimited earning potential. Go to Entercom.com and search careers today. Entercom Denver is an equal opportunity employer.
74% of internet users find local businesses by searching online. If you don't show up on the first page of results, you're losing customers. Save time and money by letting experts manage your search engine marketing. SmartReach Digital offers online marketing solutions to help you reach more people and get more customers.
Request a free digital marketing report valued at $500 right now. And make sure you aren't losing customers to your competitors. Go to myfreereport.biz.
The Little Clinic.
Huh?
You should go to the Little Clinic. They're great.
But I don't have an appointment.
You don't need an appointment. They accept most insurance, and they can diagnose, treat, and prescribe what you need.
Are they open?
They're open 7 days a week.
Hey, guys.
I got this one. The Little Clinic.
Thanks.
This flu season, protect your family's health with a flu shot at the Little Clinic, affiliated with the University of Colorado Health Partners, inside select King Super stores.
Are you looking for quality furniture in your new home or office space? Then come to Court for our Fall into Savings event. My name's Stuart Hayward, District Manager at Court Furniture Clearance Center, and I'd like to invite you out this week to take advantage of our fall savings. At Court's Fall into Savings event, prices have been reduced on stylish sofa and chair sets starting at $299, queen mattress and box spring sets from $199, and trendy five-piece dining sets from just $199. Overstocked items on sale include office chairs from just $29, and artwork, lamps, and ficus trees from $9.99. Also, check out our Instant Home to Go package. Three great rooms of furniture for only $14.99. Shop the Fall into Savings event at Court this week. And as a special bonus, be sure to mention this ad to see how you can get $100 off your purchase. And don't forget to ask about our Court Certified Guarantee. Hurry into Court today, located at 600 South of Ann and Aurora, or visit us online at Court. That's C-O-R-T, clearancefurniture.com.
Let's go.
This is the sound of Alice.
105.9.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm out at Brooklyn. Now I'm down in Tribeca, right next to De Niro. But I'll be hood forever. I'm the new Sinatra. And since I made it here, I can make it anywhere. Yeah, they love me everywhere. I used to cop in Harlem. All of my Dominicanos right there up on Broadway. Pulled me back to that McDonald's. Took it to my stash spot, 560 State Street. Catch me in the kitchen like a Simmons whipping pastry. Cruising down A Street, off-white Lexus. Driving so slow, but BK is from Texas. Me, I'm out there Bed-Stuy, home of that boy Biggie. Now I live on Billboard, and I brought my boys with me. Say what up to Tata, still sipping my top. Sitting courtside, Knicks and Nets give me high five. I be spiked out, I could trip a referee. Tell by my attitude that I most definitely from. Made the Yankee hat more famous than a Yankee can. You should know I bleed blue, but I ain't a crypto. But I got a gang of walking with my click though. Welcome to the melting pot. Corners where we selling Africa been by the home of the hip hop. Yellow cap, gypsy cap, dollar cap, holla back. For foreigners, it ain't fair. They act like they forgot how to act. 8 million stories out there in the naked city. It's a pity half of y'all won't make it. Me, I got a plug special and I got it made. If Jesus paying LeBron, I'm paying Dwayne Wade. Three dice CeeLo, three card Marley. Labor Day parade, rest in peace, Bob Marley. Statue of Liberty, long live the World Trade, long live the King, yo. I'm from the Empire State. That's blinding. Girls need blinders so they could step out of bounds quick. The sidelines is lined with casualties who sip the life casually, then gradually become worse. Don't fight the apple eve. Caught up in the in crowd. Now you're in style. And in the winter gets cold, in vogue with your skin out. City of sin is a pity on a whim. Good girls going bad. The city's filled with them. Mommy took a bus trip. Now she got a bust out. Everybody ride her just like a bus route. Hail Mary to the city. You're a virgin. And Jesus can't save you. Life starts when the church in. Came here for school, graduated to the highlight. Ball players, rap stars, addicted to the limelight. MDMA got you feeling like a champion. The city never sleeps, better slip you an ambient.
The season for spooky surprises, and Burger King's new Halloween Whopper is delivering one that many can't stop talking about. A number of people have taken to social media announcing that the sandwich's black bun turned their poop green. One noted that the effect lasted for days.
Oof. Wait, there's so much in that ending.
This is a story that was broken right here on the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. We take full credit for this story now being a national news story.
Can you play it again? And I really want you to hear the last part. There's two very interesting things that were said.
Try the all-new Halloween Whopper.
Tis the season for spooky surprises, and Burger King's new Halloween Whopper is delivering one that many can't stop talking about. A number of people have taken to social media announcing that the sandwich's black bun turned their poop green. Mm-hmm. One noted that the effect lasted for days.
Huh? For days? For days, green. It's pretty amazing.
Who has that going on for days?
That's a good hamburger.
Somebody who's had that hamburger.
Yeah.
I want to try it even more now.
You do? Oh,
I do. Sean, what's it matter what color it is? What's it matter? What, I mean, come on.
I think it's shocking when you're, I mean, remember I posted this a couple of days ago. This woman said, here I go, I'm going to try this. So I thought it was funny because it really did look delicious.
Yeah.
And so I posted it on our wall, on our fan page, and everybody said, watch out because you're going to have neon green poop. Right. Watch out, you're going to have green poop. I think it must be shocking to people.
We first talked about this last week when this bun right first came out, like the day it was to be delivered. The next day, the very next day here on the show, we brought it up again because we started getting textados of people said, hey, you know what? It turns mine green.
Right.
Green. Yeah. And we read them as a joke.
Right.
Like, oh, man, you better watch out. It's going to turn it green. Not thinking this thing's going to go nationwide as a
now
news story.
Now it's a national story about green poop. We're cutting edge.
And it started with BJ and Jamie.
My
you know what?
God.
That's one feather in our cap. Yeah. You know, granted, it's green poop, but you know, we'll take what we can get. On this show.
Exactly. We did it, man.
Yeah.
We did it. High five.
Break. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Try the all-new Halloween Whopper.
Tis the season for spooky surprises, and Burger King's new Halloween Whopper is delivering one that many can't stop talking about. A number of people have taken to social media announcing that the sandwich's black bun turned their poop green. One noted that the effect lasted for days.
Can you imagine the guy that got this assignment? When he came into work that morning at the TV station?
No.
All right. Hey, Bill, we got an assignment for you. You know that black whopper that's out there? Turns your poop green. Why don't you go do a story on it?
Go find out.
Yeah, find some people that actually happened to. You got to go around asking people.
It is horrible. It's like
people are posting photos.
Some people say now that they have glitter pills that you can take to make your poop glittery.
Right.
No.
Oh, they do? You know what, guys? What's it matter? It's boring the other way. We've seen it. We've seen it for years.
Have a Whopper, take a glitter pill.
Yeah.
And now you have glittery greenness.
Sean, I told Jamie, throw some red dye in your toilet bowl and Merry Christmas.
Well, I think, actually, they should bring this back out in March. I think that
there's a lot here.
I mean, there's no reason just to have it out for Halloween. You bring it out to St. Pat's Day.
This is solid. I didn't mean it like that. This is good stuff. This is good stuff.
Yeah.
I'm going to get one. I'm going to eat one. Maybe today, in fact.
I'm not.
Well, I think I will.
That means it has so much dye in it.
Yeah.
People are saying that it's delicious. It doesn't give you stomach cramps. It doesn't cause, like, diarrhea.
For days
is a thing.
Well, but you know what? Maybe the green thing is kind of a spectacle in a way. And it lasts for a few days. That's a plus.
Let me ask you something.
What?
I just wanted to know. Are you in that kind of relationship where you can tell Lisa to come and look at it?
No.
Okay.
No.
Because I have a feeling I know somebody that is.
Yeah, I could see Sean doing that.
Yeah.
Though.
Yeah. Sean?
Yeah, hey, it's pretty even. It's pretty even at my house.
So you would do that, right?
No.
I would do that.
That's completely off limits at our house.
If I was all Black Burger King burgered up, I would be like, hey, come check this out.
Oh, my God. See, there are those kind of couples, and then there are those that no. Like,
no.
I'm a no person.
I'm a no.
Guilty
I'm
no. doing it.
I'm a no. That's something that you keep separating.
But, you know.
Teach his own.
I mean, but then if it's so exciting,
yeah, I mean, you got to tell somebody.
Right.
If you can't tell your spouse what color your poop is, who can you tell?
This is amazing that we talked about this last week. It started getting text on it. I am blown away by this. I really am. And we started getting text. And it's a joke. It's like, oh, yeah, it turns your poop green. Yeah. And now it's like on CNN.
Right?
That it turns your poop green.
Oh,
it's like,
God.
Oh, man.
Is it neon? Because I feel like it's neon.
I don't know.
No, I don't want to see a photo.
You have a photo, Sean. Can you pull up a photo, please?
Are you kidding?
No, you need to know. This is a news story.
I'm not looking at somebody's poop. I'm not.
It's really not that offensive.
I'm not looking at anybody's poop.
I'm good at it. I'm putting it up.
I'm not looking at it.
Oh, man, Sean.
I'm not looking.
Holy cow.
I'm not looking.
Oh, I just saw it.
I'm just.
Why would you guys look at somebody's poop?
Because it's green.
Well, what color of green?
Well, it's about three shades of really darn green.
It's almost an asparagus green.
Yes.
Okay.
That's a great way to
I can't believe you guys are analyzing somebody's poop.
It is asparagus green.
That's amazing.
Green.
I got to do that.
This is so
I'm
going to
do it today.
Oh,
that sounds like it just, I mean, that's, yeah, it's not like you get sick. It's just to die. That is a showcase.
I am with two grown men looking at other people's feces.
Dude, that's like you've thrown a pickle in the commode.
No, it's not.
Try the all-new Halloween Whopper.
Tis the season for spooky surprises. And Burger King's new Halloween Whopper is delivering one that many can't stop talking about. A number of people have taken to social media announcing that the sandwich's black bun turned their poop green.
Ooh.
One noted that the effect lasted for days.
BJ and Jamie Ellis.
105.9.
Today we're out on the Breckenridge Trail, tagging along with sisters Megan, Jessica, and Lindsay. All three work in energy production and have strong opinions about its value to Colorado.
We were born here, and most of our family is still here. So we grew up close to the land, with an appreciation for all things Colorado, including the understanding that oil and natural gas production has big benefits for everybody here. The industry means billions for Colorado's economy. And the tax revenue for schools and other public services is significant. So are the regulations in our industry. In fact, they are some of the most stringent in the nation. And those strong laws are strictly enforced. I don't think we'd have it any other way. Well, we do have a lot to protect here. It's our home. We're proud of the work we do and how we do it.
Visit cred.org. That's CRED.org to learn how oil and natural gas production benefits you.
Hey, parents. Your kids' favorite TV stars are all coming together in Denver. It's Tween Stars Live, featuring your kids' favorite TV stars up close October 17th at the National Western Complex. Featuring Austin and Allies, Des, Bunkton Jessies, Emma, Lab Rats, Adam, Girl Meets World, Sparkle, KC Undercovers, Judy, Bella and the Bulldogs, Bella. All together, live in a fabulous family variety show of comedy, music, games, endless surprises, and starring your kids, too. Then, VIP party with all the TV stars. Autographs, selfies, and celebrity hugs. Tickets for Tween Stars Live start at just $18 at TweenStarsLive.com. Chicago Review writes, it's the best family show ever. Style Me Up presents TV's Tween Stars Live. October 17th, Denver's National Western Complex. Brought to you by BU Magazine and Tween Stars Live.com. TweenStarsLive.com.
Do you think people are still going to want to win that truck up at the aisle now that we've been in it?
Good point, buddy.
Well, the aisle has a truck, and it's called the Keep On Trucking Giveaway. It's happening Saturday, October 17th.
Right on. One lucky winner is going to drive away in a 2015 Chevrolet Silverado LTZ Crew Cab Truck.
Plus, you can win up to $1,000 if you get selected to spin the lucky winner's wheel beginning at 4 p.m., so you want to head up there the day of the drawing.
To get started earning entries, just check in at the Aisle Players Club.
And if you want to earn those entries all month long, you can actually earn 10 times entries every Tuesday.
And if you haven't joined the Aisle Players Club yet, you gotta hurry up.
Well, new members will receive a free buffet after playing just 30 minutes.
Plus, just provide your email address and receive $5 cash back in fan club points.
Don't forget about the Slacker and Steve special.
Yes, you can get an overnight stay and two buffets Sunday through Thursday for just $79.99.
You get all that Friday or Saturday night for just $99.99.
To get yours, text the word Aisle to 51059.
Stay where we stay and play where we play.
The Aisle Blackhawks.
The mane of your dreams is out there, so split up with your split ends, dump your drugstore hair dye, and bid adieu to your same old shampoo. Take the Sally Beauty Hair Dare. Try one of our hundreds of salon-quality products for less. They're all backed by our love-it-or-return-it guarantee. Come see the experts at the new Sally Beauty and discover pro-quality tools starting at $19.99, the best selection of hair color, and hair care solutions under $10. Beautiful finds, beautiful prices. Sally Beauty.
Hi, this is Michael Friedberg with Yellow Belly Chicken. We believe in serving the best ingredients. That's why we use Redbird Farms chicken. It tastes great, and that's why our customers love it and keep coming back. For more information, visit redbirdfarms.com.
Would your business succeed if 4 out of 5 customers left your store after 5 seconds? This could be happening right now. 85% of visitors leave a website due to poor design. Let SmartReach Digital design your website to save you time and money and reach more prospects.
Request a free digital marketing report valued at $500 right now. And make sure you aren't losing customers to your competitors. Go to myfreereport.biz. That's myfreereport.biz.
Why is Peak Kia a great idea? Payments are on peak. That's right. We'll make your first 3 payments. You won't have a payment until next year when you get a new Kia from Peak Kia. And it comes with a 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty. Go to Colorado's Kia leader first. Peak Kia in Littleton.
Must finance through KMF with approved credit. No security deposit required. Excludes tax, title, tax. Aggregate limit $1,500. Ends 10/31/2015.
Peak Kia. It's a great idea. Peak Kia.
This is the sound of Alice.
Alice 105.9.
Yeah.
105.9.
All right, I want to play you this this news clip of this guy. I'm a little confused. I'm trying to find the story, Jamie. I can't.
You can't. I found it.
You got it?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Let's listen to this news clip.
A dispute between a doctor and her husband has a neighborhood up in arms and police trying to keep the peace here. The husband has been forced to live on his front yard for the last 6 months.
Well, I guess that's it.
That's all there was? Let me hear it again.
Dispute between a doctor and her husband has a neighborhood up in arms and police trying to keep the peace here. The husband has been forced to live on his front yard for the last 6 months.
Huh. That's it, huh?
There's a little bit more to it. Yeah. So the neighbors are really upset because he's wearing the same clothes.
Right.
He's filthy. He doesn't have a bathroom. He has no shoes. And none of this, they say he's older and frail. And when we saw the picture of him yesterday, yeah. Do you remember that we thought he was homeless?
He is homeless.
He is.
He is homeless because he's been kicked out of the mansion. Now, get this. This couple, I'll start from the beginning here, okay? This couple is wealthy. Very, very wealthy.
We're
talking. So is he. I was just reading it this morning. Yeah. Oh. He's wealthy, too. They both are. They both are, except she controls everything. So he has no access to the money. The guy himself is a millionaire, but
he
can't get to the funds.
Oh.
She's got money. He's got money. Here's the problem. They hate each other. They're married and they hate each other. Now, there are a lot of people can relate to this, right?
Mm-hmm.
They don't like each other, but they're married. The bigger problem is this. They're Muslim. The reason that's a problem, they cannot get a divorce. They are a couple for life, according to their religion. That's what the story says.
So I guess he was kicked out several months ago. She took away the keys. She had the locks changed. He doesn't have, like you said, any access to their money. And then this is crazy. When people take them, neighbors take him, anything like blankets and pillows and stuff, she comes out and steals them from him.
He's been living in the front yard, basically in a tent, for the past 6 months. 6 months! Here's another thing, too.
Yeah.
What took so long for this to become a news story?
Wouldn't
this become a news story after the guy lived out there for a month?
I know, and he eats, every day he eats crackers and water. Let's see here. It says, there's signs posted all over the home instructing the neighbors not to help him or feed him.
Now, if you're Muslim, now I don't know anything about the religion. And I may sound stupid at times about it.
Muslims I know would never live like this. Okay, so
yeah.
I don't think that's even a thing.
Well, I would guess. I mean, a part of this equation is the fact that they're Muslim and they can't get a divorce. But I'm just saying, wouldn't you still be able to go out and get a lawyer to fight for you to get some of your possessions and some of your stuff? You don't have to get a divorce, but you could get some of your possessions.
The police have been called to the home 20 to 30 times in the last 6 months. There's nothing legally they can do because he has every right to be there and they can't force his wife to let him in.
It's his property.
Yep.
He can be there if he wants to.
Yeah.
Now, he's bringing down the property values, and this is a very, very nice neighborhood. But you literally have this guy that appears to be homeless and is, but yet he owns that house, and he's living in his front yard.
He says this has nothing to do with religion and everything to do with money. She doesn't want to hand over half of her fortune, he said. He can't file for a divorce because he says he can't afford to. Adult protective services are involved, but can't release specific information because, you know, it's a case. But he says he doesn't have any money to call a lawyer or anything like that. He can't do anything.
You know, I've got a couple of neighbors I'd like to get under their crawl just a bit. I wonder if I should move out into the front yard, put up a tent, just kind of live out there and just bring down the property values. Just appear that I'm homeless and Lisa won't let me in the house.
Some people say this is to make a spectacle of his wife.
I think that's what it's all about.
That he just wants to shame her.
It's got
to
be.
Yeah.
It's got to be because any sane person, I'll put myself in that position. You get a lawyer. You get somebody. You're a millionaire. You're telling me that there's nobody out there that's going to loan you enough money to get a hotel room, knowing that good and well they're going to get paid back once your lawyer gets your money for you, right?
I mean, did you see the house? It's like a $10 million house with an Olympic-sized pool and
beautiful,
palm trees.
All lit up. Yeah, I mean, it's beautiful. Got one of those beautiful starlight power things in the front yard with those beautiful stars on the mansion. It's gorgeous.
Yeah, it is beautiful, actually.
And this guy, and you know that's what it's all about. He's trying to shame his wife.
Mm-hmm. But she has the control of all the money because it says that he can't, I mean, she must have put everything in her name except for the house. Like all the money. Yeah,
but it really does make her look like a idiot.
Yeah.
I mean, when she won't give him enough money to even eat.
Yeah. And then she takes the stuff away when neighbors bring a blanket and a pillow. She takes it away. This is the craziest. Let me ask you something.
What?
How can two people fall in love with each other? You know, madly in love with each other. You get married. You buy a mansion together. You have the swimming pool.
Right,
you know,
right.
They've probably been in the pool, made sweet, sweet love. And you know, just everything's been beautiful. And then you hate each other's guts.
It's easy.
How does that happen?
It's easy.
I don't get it. I really, you don't hate your ex.
No, not at all.
No.
Not at all.
And you won't hate Lisa when you guys break up, which will happen.
I know someone that's going through this right now, mm-hmm. and they have a son that is like a year old. She will not let him see the son. He's in a little bit of a situation legally, and holding it over his head, and they literally hate each other. I mean, it's just ugly, 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 ugly.
Well, now, that I get, because I did do that, and that's the truth. I did do that. When it comes to a child, because I was so mad at my ex about, you know, everything, that I did also withhold my son, because I didn't want him to have that girl around my son. And I hated his guts for having that woman around my son because I'm...
Yeah, but that's using the kid as a pawn.
But I didn't see it as that at the moment.
Right.
I mean, I can say it with confidence now that that's what I did.
Right.
But at the moment, I saw it as mother bear. My son was only 1 year old, 2 years old, and I'm all he knows. And now you introduce him to another woman, I go into...
You would see it differently today.
Yeah, now I would.
Even if he was a baby, you would still see it differently.
It's hard, BJ. Like, it is. I mean, when that's your kid, and it's hard to... It's hard.
Yeah, I'm just all about keeping the kid out.
But when you're a mom, and you've been... I mean, because his dad wasn't really around, and it's just been him and I, connected at the hip, and now all of a sudden you're going after... Full-time custody? What? You weren't even around.
Well, this woman, she hates her husband. She won't even let the neighbors feed him.
I know.
He's like a pet. He's like a dog in the yard.
I know. Somebody said that Lisa should put a sign out in front of your house that said, please don't feed the BJ.
That's not funny.
It kinda,
there's nothing funny about that show. Why'd you laugh?
It kinda was.
There's nothing
it
funny
was.
There.
No.
What's funny?
Nothing.
Slacker and Steve.
Weekday afternoons on Alice.
You saw the video, right?
Oh, of the goblin.
What else would it be?
It's not a goblin.
Well, it's something with legs and arms, and it runs across, and it's only like 6 inches high.
We call it CGI.
It's not CGI. It's from some Argentinian woman.
It's not real.
All right, there's a video going around of a woman taping her child, and a goblin runs through the shot.
It's something. It's some sort of CGI.
We're going to put the video up, and we want to hear about your creepy experience. What's the creepiest thing you've ever seen?
Monday at 3.
Slacker and Steve.
Afternoons on Alice
105.9.
There are some questions.